Welcome into 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Father, we just thank you for being in the midst of us, for being amongst us, for causing us to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Holy Spirit, I ask that you lead, God, and direct us in the way in which we should go. In Jesus' name, I pray. Reveal, give us a rhema word, Father God. Help us to see what you see, know what you know. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear exactly what the Spirit of the living God is saying and what it is you want us to see, what it is you want us to know. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Again, we're rhema reading 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We did chapter 8. I did chapter 8 on Instagram Live, but I'm in Facebook Live, so I'm sharing it on Facebook Live also. I'm recording, getting ready to record live. I'm recording live on my podcast, Arthur Pearlie Martin, Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. You guys can go over there and subscribe to my page. In the meantime, I'm getting ready to rhema read. We're getting ready to rhema read the word of the Lord. Rhema read 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Okay, good morning, Keisha. Good morning. Good morning, my beautiful sister. I'm Rhema reading 1 Corinthians chapter 9, NLT, NLT. Okay, here we go, here we go. It says, Paul is right. Of course, Paul is writing to the Corinthian church. He's talking about idolatry worship. He's talking about sexual morality and a few other issues. So chapter 9, New Living Translation, 1 Corinthians. He says, I am not as free as anyone else. Am I not an apostle? Haven't I seen Jesus, our Lord, with our own eyes? Isn't it because of my work that you belong to the Lord? Even if others think I am not an apostle, I certainly am to you. You yourselves are proof that I am the Lord's apostle. This is my answer to those who question my authority. Don't we have the right to live in your homes and share your food? Don't we have the right to bring a believing wife with us as the other apostles and the Lord's brothers do and as Peter does? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have to work to support ourselves? You know, if someone is blessing you and helping you in your life spiritually, whatever, sow into their lives. He's saying, you know, what's the difference with us? Why come we can't have a wife? Why come we have to work for everything? Why you guys can't give to us? We're apostles too, right? Verse 7, it says, what soldiers has to pay his own expenses? What farmer plants a vineyard and don't have the right to eat some of its fruit? If someone is blessing you, your pastor, or anyone else is blessing you, why not help support them? Right? Because the word of God is the power of God unto salvation. The word of God has the power to transform and change your life. If someone has been ministering to you, encouraging you, mentoring you, why not help them? Why not support them financially or in whatever it is in the work of the Lord that they're doing? He said, what shepherd cares for a flock of sheep and isn't allowed to drink some of the milk? I love it. I want my pastor to have a nice house, to have nice cars. I'm glad. I don't want my pastor to have to work, because then he can just focus on the work of the Lord. A man is worthy of his labor. A man is worthy of his labor. And you know what? Guess what? As believers, we shouldn't be wanting everything for free. We shouldn't want everything. That's our showing our appreciation to that person. I appreciate you. I love you. Because living is given. Love is giving. Love is an action word. Love is not just something that you say. The way you could tell when people care about you, the way you can tell, good morning. Thank you so much, Keisha. The way we can tell when people love you is when they do, when they share with you, when they give with you, because love is giving, living is giving. It was because God so loved that he gave. People can tell that I love them because I give to them, because I share with them. But when people tell you they love you, but they don't give you anything and they don't share anything, because love is an action word. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about advice. I'm talking about words of encouragement. I'm talking about just calling people, checking on them. I'm talking about what, you know, whenever a need come to you and you have the ability to meet it, that's your need. That's for you to meet it. You know, there's so many different ways now to help people. And I'm a giver, so I'm used most of the time so used to giving to other people that sometimes when people give to me, oh my God, it blesses my socks off. It blesses my, one of my sisters gave, she blessed me yesterday. She sent me something. I was telling my husband. My husband says, now that's somebody who loves you. You know, it's not the person who's always calling, trying to get stuff from you, trying to get stuff out of you, but they never leave you with anything. Beware of people like that. You know, the word of the Lord says, those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of the living God. Sometimes people will call you pretending to be checking on you, but for real, they're not checking on you. So I'm usually waiting to see what it is they really want. That's not, that's, listen, we know who and what's around you, because the proverb says that a bloodsucker, a leech, that's all they want is for you to give, and give. I don't know about that. Proverbs says a leech, they're takers. They just want you to constantly give. And some of them you won't hear from unless they want something. They just want you to give. The word of the Lord says that we want to be friends, we must show ourselves to be friendly, right? Some people don't have friends because they're not really friendly. And listen, don't get it mixed up. Don't think you might be a friend to somebody and they're not a friend to you. And because you are a friend to them, you call them your friend, when in fact, you're the only one that's really the friend. You're the one that's doing all the giving. They're the one that's doing all the taking. You know those that are around you. Give to feed the hand that feeds you. Give to your ministry. Whoever it is that you're listening to, support that person. Give to them, right? If they're giving to you, give to them. Give and it shall be given back unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. And the Apostle Paul's talking about this. He says, what soldier has to pay his own expenses? What farmer plants a vineyard and doesn't have a right to eat some of his fruit? Right. What shepherd cares for a flock of sheep and isn't allowed to drink some of the milk? I mean, yes, pastors, they labor in front of the Lord. They study to help bring the word of the Lord to your life so it can be transformed and changed. When we go to Walmart and there's an exchange, they give me, I get a product, I get a gallon of milk and I give them their money. And when a pastor preach or someone blesses your life, they're giving you out of their life, the life that God has given them. They're giving to you. They're sowing into your life. Why wouldn't you want to bless them in return? Why wouldn't you want to help support whatever it is, whoever it is that feeds you, whoever it is that supports you? Why wouldn't you want to give back to them unless you are a taker? Because that's what takers do. They come to you under the cloak of, hey, I was just calling to see how you were doing. That's not really true. So I'm always listening to see in the end what it is they want. Whether it's information or what. Listen, sometimes people say to you that they love you, but it's not that they really love you. They just love what you do for them. These are takers. Takers come to get. They come to sift. They come to get from you whatever it is they can get from you. That's what takers do. Know what you're dealing with. The Apostle Paul told the man at the gate of Beautiful, he said, listen here, silver and gold have I none, but such as I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Right? Get up and walk. Get up and walk. Get up and move. Take up your bed and walk. I'm finna show you how to get it for yourself. Get up from here. You won't have to do this anymore. But if you want friends, you must show yourself to be friendly. And it's not so much about the other person that's doing all the giving. It should be on both sides. Because that's what love is. Love is giving. Living is giving. I'd rather support somebody who I can pick up a phone and call than you understand what I'm saying? If whoever's feeding you, if it's on YouTube, wherever it is, if you're at church, your pastor's feeding you, why not give? This person has blessed your life. He's given you words that have changed your life, and you don't want to sow into his life. Living is giving. You guys go in and listen to my podcast. It's called Living is Giving. It was for God so loved that he gave. The most miserable people in the world are selfish people. All righty. Living is giving, the joy of giving, the joy of giving. Verse 8, he says, am I expressing merely a human opinion, or does the law say the same thing? For the law of Moses said, you must not muzzle an ox to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain. Don't muzzle. If you muzzle the mouth of an ox, help this person in the work of the Lord, whatever it is that they're doing. Help, if this person is being a blessing to you, help this person to do the work of the ministry. Support whatever it is that they're doing. I know who my friends are. Some of the people that say they're my friends, they're not my friends, because I know what a friend is. Friends are not just takers. They don't just call you when they need something or want something. But a friend is someone who you call, and a friend is someone who calls you not just out of obligation because they feel like they need to, but it's sincere. It's the sincerity of the heart. Listen, when we have the love of God in us for real, it's nothing pretentious about it. It's nothing fake about it. But I think what we fail to realize is that when we as believers are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's a discerner of the thoughts, and it knows the intents of the heart. And the Holy Spirit, I don't know about you, but he always let me know what's going on. So when people call, I'm listening. I'm not just listening with my natural ear. I'm listening with my spirit. To see, Lord, what is really going on here? What is it? Are they really calling because they care, or are they calling out of obligation? It's nothing fictitious about it. When you love people for real, when you love God for real, you'll know how to automatically love people for real. Let me tell you what love is. One of my friends was talking about this yesterday. See, listen, people don't understand what the love of God is. The love of God is patience, it's gentle, it's kind, it's long-suffering, right? 1 Corinthians 13 tells us, but listen, love also tells people the truth. Listen, Proverbs say, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful is the kiss of an enemy, right? So that means your true, I always tell people, listen, you're going to know your true friends by the truth they tell you. And it may hurt your flesh, but it's okay, because the only thing that's suffering is the flesh. So I tell people, listen, if all you have is yes men, you don't have any real true friends, right? Because faithful are the wounds. I don't know about you, but I know I'm not perfect, right? So we need correction, because without correction, we open ourselves up to the spirit of deception. So people don't equate rebuke as being love. Even though the word of the Lord tells us that the purpose is to teach us how to live righteously, the word of the Lord, exhortation, edification, confirmation, but it's also to teach us how to live righteously, and it's also to rebuke us. So as I'm reading the word of the Lord, I remember the first time I read that scripture in Proverbs where it says, it's better to live on the rooftop than to live in the house into a room with a nagging wife. Boy, I tell you what, I got offended by that. And I was like, Lord, why does it have to be the woman? Yes, you know what? That was a rebuke. That was a correction for me. And I don't, you know, that's a sign of maturity. When we can, good morning, my beautiful Rose. When we can endure edification, exhortation, confirmation, and correction, that is a true sign of maturity. I'm reading 1 Corinthians 9. It says, I am expressing merely a human opinion. Or does the law say the same thing? For the law of Moses says, you must not muzzle an ox and keep it from eating as it treads out the grain. Was God thinking only about the ox when he said this? Wasn't he actually speaking to us? Yes, it was written for us, so that the one who plows, the one who threshes the grain, might both expect a share of the harvest. That makes sense. I heard someone say, feed the hand that feeds you. If people are ministering to you, if people are encouraging you, why not support what they do? Why not support the work of that person's ministry? We, as the body of Christ, we're called to be doers of the word of the Lord. We're called to be doers of the word of the Lord, right? So feed what's feeding you. If someone is encouraging you, if someone is praying for you, if someone is blessing you, if someone is giving to you, why not give back to them? Because love is an action word. Love is an action word. Love it. You can't just tell me you love me and I believe that, because I'm looking at the actions. Love is an action word. Living is giving. Living is giving. I look for opportunities to give, not just to the people inside the building and not just to people that I know, but living is giving. You know, the word of the Lord says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I'm telling you, you feel, you experience the blessing. You experience the blessing when you give. Living is giving. Look for opportunities to be a blessing to someone. It doesn't have to be someone you know. It doesn't have to be, this young lady was saying, I got up this morning, I prayed, and I said, Lord, help me to be a blessing to someone financially. Help me to be a blessing. I always tell people, you cannot outgive God. You cannot outgive God. I don't care how many pieces of clothes I give away, you can't outgive him. I don't care how much, listen, when money comes into your hand, you should know, is this for me to keep or is this for me to sow? Because I always tell people, when what you have is not enough, that's not yours. That's not to meet your need. That's your seed. You need to sow it. You need to sow it. You need to sow it. Sow it. Whoever has been a blessing into your life, you sow it. Sow it. Sow it. Don't tread the mouth of the person. It's not just for a pastor, it's anyone. Whether it's a mentor, whether it's a youth, if you can, if who's ever being a blessing to you, sow it. This young lady told me, you know, I mean, this young lady told me, and I said to her, this definitely wasn't me because I don't remember. They said, you used to put money in my mailbox. They said, you used to put, I said, I don't remember none of that. Where did I get money from? I said, I don't remember none of that. She said, yes. She said, you used to put money in my mailbox. Well, that's how I knew it wasn't me. It was the Lord that was in me, because I don't have a clear clue or record, you know, remember anything that she was saying to me. She said, yes, you used to put money in my mailbox. She says, send me your Cash App. I'm finna bless you. And I was overwhelmed, because most of the time I'm the giver. I'm the giver. But listen, give and it shall be given back to you. Blessed, pressed down, shaken together, running over, running over, running over. Sometimes I just hold on to money because I know it's not all mine. I hold on to it in case somebody needs something. But it's only as the Holy Spirit leads me, because sometimes people don't need money. Sometimes people need a word of encouragement. Sometimes people just need your ears. You know, sometimes people just need you to pray with them. Sometimes people need you to stand with them. But make sure that whatever, be a giver, not a taker. Sow into people that sow into you, and not just into people that sow into you, but just learn to be a giver. I'm telling you, living is giving. Living is giving. Living is giving. Find a way. Ask the Lord, Lord, who can I be a blessing to today? How can, Lord, here I am. Because sometimes we can't minister to people, because if you minister to the need of a person, you can minister to that person. There's so many ways. I was talking to my friend yesterday. There's so many ways that you can be a blessing to people. People need food. You don't have to get in your car, drive all the way, you know, take them to the grocery stores anymore. You can go online. You can order somebody some groceries and send it to their house. Find someone to be a blessing to. Because when you pour, when you give, I promise you, I am here to testify. I remember when the Lord said to me, listen, your meal barrel will never run dry. If you do this, your meal barrel will never run dry, the Lord told me. And my meal barrel has never ran dry. He said, listen, where I'm taking you, you're going to have to learn how to live by faith. You're going to have to learn to live. Listen, I say, listen, every time I swipe my debit card, every time I give a piece of money, I'm living by faith. I don't have a source of income, a natural physical source of income. God is my source, and I literally live by faith. Every time I swipe my card, I'm living by faith because I'm trusting God to bring it back to me. That's how I live my life. I love surprises. So I love this faith walk because I love surprises. So that's what living by faith is, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? So it's like, I know that he says that when I give, it's coming back to me. Pressed down, shaking together, whether it's finances, whether I'm giving out knowledge, I mean, whatever way it is that I'm helping people, he said, it's coming back to you. So look to the Lord for your reward. So I'm so excited because I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know who he's going to do it or where it's coming from. That's not for me to figure out. That's not for me to figure out. That's not for me to figure out. Yes, that's who we are. That's who we are as believers. Thank you, sis. That's who we are as believers. As disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're all called to be ambassadors. We're all called to be ministers of reconciliators. We're all called to be givers. For God so loved that he gave. For God so loved that he gave. If you see someone in need and you shut up your bowels of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God? Giving is living. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Verse 12, he said, if you support others who preach to you, this is 1 Corinthians 9, New Living Translation, verse 12. He says, if you support others who preach to you, shouldn't we have an even greater right to be supported? But we have never used this right. We would rather put up with anything than to be an obstacle to the good news about Christ. Yes. And so that's why when you sell your books, you sell them at a lower price because you want everybody to be able to afford it. That's why you buy books and you ship them to people's house for free because you want everybody to have a chance at the good news of the gospel. But I'm here to tell you it's harvest time. It's harvest time. And those seeds that were sown, they're getting ready to come back to me too. But I'm just here to testify that the word of the Lord is true. And just like the widow's meal barrel did not run dry. Good morning, beautiful Vicky. Just like the widow's meal barrel did not run dry, neither will yours. I'm telling you, I live by faith. I give by faith. I live by faith. I give by faith. I live by faith. And I give by faith. I am literally walking on water. Thank you, Lord. He says, well, I'm taking you. You're going to have to learn to trust me. You're going to have to learn to believe in a God that you cannot see. You're going to have to just take me at my word. You're going to have to take me at my word. I'm telling you, one day I'll be able to tell my story so God can get all the glory. But living is giving. He said, your meal barrel, it will never run dry because we can't outgive God. All these clothes, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm like, take it all. Take as much as you can. Just take it. I can never get rid of it. People will bring stuff. They want to donate stuff. I'm like, no, they just show up and bring it. It's like it just multiplies. Even with the money financially, it comes from here. It comes from there. It looks like sometimes the seasons are kind of dry, but out of nowhere, here comes $1,000 here. Here comes this. Here comes that. God, he who promised is faithful. Make sure you look for someone today to be a blessing to. Lord, who will you use me for today? Who, here I am, Lord, who can I be a blessing to? You know, we sing that song, Lord, I'm available to you. Will you make yourself available to him? Will you make yourself available to the Lord? Let's just be sensitive that when we're in the stores, you know, I told this story the other day. That's my prayer. You know, when we pray, when we finish here, a part of the prayer is, Lord, use me today to be a laborer in someone else's path. Lead me, guide me, help me to be sensitive to your voice. And I was in a store and I was looking for a dress, but for real, our footsteps are ordered by the Lord, right? So I understand too that when I'm going to the store, I'm not just going to the store. So I want to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because I don't want to, how can you repay someone who's giving you absolutely everything? The very breath we breathe, the strength that we have to move. He's given, how do you repay? You can't repay him. So when he asks, can he use you? Listen, will you just yield to me? Can I just use you? What an honor and a privilege. What an honor and a privilege to be considered by God for anything, right? So we're in this store and this lady, and you can tell if we're sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and he's sending this person. I felt like I was like when Jesus went to the well, when he went to Samaritan, he was there on an assignment. And everywhere we go, because our footsteps are ordered by the Lord, we have to know that we're on an assignment, right? We're just not there. There's no coincidence, accidents, or incidents in the Lord. That lady that's in front of you at the grocery store line, be sensitive to her when she's turning around and constantly talking to you. She's not just talking. We can't be mumbling and grumbling like them, talking about, yeah, the line is too long. And, you know, I just tell people, they say, how you doing? I say, I'm just glad to be alive. The Lord said, tell them you're glad to be alive, because they might not understand being blessed. But if you say to anybody that I'm glad to be alive, they're going to pick up on that. That's a door. So we're in this store, and you know, we done prayed, Lord, every day we pray, Lord, use me as a labor. Help me to be a light in the midst of someone's dark, hurting world. This is what we pray sometimes when we end the Bible read. And this lady, and she was a little lady, and she said, we was all close together because the aisles were close, and I'm just looking for a dress. And she's standing there and she's looking for a dress, and she says, do you think my daughter would like this? I don't know her daughter's not there, but I'm sensitive, I'm listening. I'm not just listening with my natural ear, I'm listening with my spiritual ear, because I'm thinking this lady has come into, she's in my influence, right? This is my neighbor. She's my neighbor, because whoever's in your sphere of influence, that's your neighbor. So this lady, God has placed this lady at the well. This is the woman at the well, because this lady is broken, and I'm sensing it, and I can see it, and I can hear it. And my heart has compassion already, and I have not heard this lady's story. So I'm sitting here, I'm listening. I said, well, I don't really know what she likes. She said, well, let me go and show you what she likes. And so she started pulling out some more dresses. And I knew that this was not about a dress. I saw this as an opportunity to yield my members to the Lord so he could encourage her and he can comfort her. And she said, my daughter is not, she's not doing so well right now. She's upset with me, and you know, because of some stuff that happened, and she cusses me out when I call her. And it crushed me. It grieved the Holy Spirit on the inside of me, because she's thinking about her daughter, and I could see that she was crushed, and she's trying to find this daughter who has no respect for her, who has no love for her at this present time. And she's trying to find her a Mother's Day gift. I said, is she going to let you, how are you going to give it to her? She says, I'm going to go over there and see, you know, if she could give her daughter, who's angry with her because something didn't go her way. I said, well, what's her name? And she told me her name, and we just prayed for her daughter right there in the clothes store, right there in the middle of the aisle. We just touched and agreed, and we pray for this lady's daughter. And I'm thinking, Lord, I just thank you so much for that opportunity to just be a blessing to you, because what an honor and a privilege to be considered by God to do anything for the world, the world that he so loved. What an honor and a privilege to be considered by God to do anything to serve the people.